Hey you, how's it going? My name is Ruby Price and you are listening to episode 38 of Fresh From The Scene. First things first, if you enjoy today's episode, I would love it if you could give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. I'll shout out all of you who do to say thanks, and you can also leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. And let's not forget the massive impact that sharing this podcast on social media will have. Remember, tag a friend who you think might also enjoy it. And speaking of social media, if you want to come on this podcast, get in touch. We're on Twitter at FFTScene, that's FFTScene. Or also, let me know who you would like me to speak to, and remember, tag them as well, or they're not gonna see it. Secondly, I do feel the need to give a bit of an apology for the tardiness of the podcast in 2022. I started off the year with a lot of high hopes for the show, and life mostly just got in the way. Truth be told, I wasn't even planning for an episode to come out before the end of 2022, but the stars aligned and this interview came together. So from the bottom of my heart, I am sorry. But hey, new content just in time for Christmas. And given that it's Christmas, you'd be forgiven for feeling a little bit euphoric. Even against the odds, that time is always getting closer. And let's face it, sometimes these puns can be a bit bellicoso. That's right, let's get on to this week's guests, Jess, Alizon and Ben from Calva Louise on episode 38 of Fresh From The Scene, recorded in Parrish in Huddersfield just before they supported the legendary Boston Manor. Let's go.
You're listening to Fresh From The Scene with your host, Ruby Price.
Editing Ruby here just to say I apologise for the technical issues that we had during recording the show. I need a new microphone. Welcome to Fresh From The Scene. Today's guests are the lovely Jess, Ben and Alizon from Calva Louise.
Hey, thank
Hello.
You.
A bit of a timid and then it got a bit loud. So welcome. How are you all doing?
Oh, thank you so much, and very well, very excited for tonight.
Yeah. Presumably first time in Huddersfield.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I've always wanted to... We've been here.
It's funny because we have a friend who's from here, and he always talks about it, so it's just like Huddersfield's a very familiar name, but I don't think we've played Huddersfield.
No, we've never. No. But we've been here, and we've seen the beautiful roads. It's a beautiful city.
And we heard about the venue.
We've heard about the venue.
It's
the best.
Like, yeah, really, really rate this place. And yeah, I can see why. It's great.
I mean, I know from like friends who work here, a lot has gone into this place. So like, you know, the fact that word of mouth now is going around of being like, you know, Parrish is a place to be, is. It's nice as someone who frequents here anyway. But yeah, I normally start these off with sort of like, in your own words, how do you describe Calva Louise to someone who's not heard you?
I think it's a multicultural, like a potpourri of multicultures. They came together and... a multicultural... band that comes from different continents, but it's English.
Yeah.
But it's an English band from Blackpool.
So it's kind of a bit like England then, of like stealing, well, I say stealing, like taking lots from everywhere else and be like, yeah,
but,
this is
but,
us.
But taken with a lot of respect. And, I think since we grew up in different continents, speaking different languages, because French, English and Spanish, we kind of... take all the music we've heard and all the cultural where we grew up and kind of try to put it together, and at the same time with admiration for British music. So it's kind of like taking everything in a very nice way, not forgetting our roots basically, but admiring the culture that is the rock in England.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess the other thing is then, like, who are Calva Louise? Obviously the name doesn't actually resonate with anyone's actual name, but like, how do you come up with a band name like Calva Louise? And how do you guys get together being from three different, you know, continents, like you say?
Mm-hmm.
You want it?
Well, the name comes from, originally, it comes from a play written by a playwright called Eugen Ionesco. And his play is called The Bold Soprano, and so that's what Calva means, bold, and...
In Spanish,
that's right. And I don't know, I think when we got together, none of us had the same mother tongue, so communication was funny. It was like, in the prac room, it was like... What are you saying? What do you mean? And so
expressions are different. It's the same words, but like they mean different things.
Yeah,
so
different
you
will
say
ideas.
Something in English, but it's translated in your mind, and Ben will be like, "What?"
And the connection.
What are you trying to say?
Like you're talking about elephants. What? Like I thought you were talking about verse two.
And that's what kind of the play is about. I mean,
it's about the absurdity
of
language.
And so yeah, that reminded us of that play that Jess and I studied at school. And then, yeah, Louise is also the main character of the story that's permeated inside
the
music and visuals and everything.
Yeah, it's a name we all agreed with. We'll say, like, any ex-girlfriends called Louise? No. No, but it represents kind of, Louise represents a little bit of who we are put together in one character.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
So, bold Louise.
Yes, but she's not bold.
Bold, like bald, as in, like, no hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's bold, as in...
As in brave.
As in brave,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
bold.
Definitely.
Brave Louise.
Brave, yeah. Courageous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're here in Huddersfield and you're supporting Boston Manor. I think it's the first night that you guys are playing with them.
Yes.
That's right.
Is there anything you're expecting? Like, what's kind of been, like, in your preparation for these shows?
Ooh, well, it's really exciting for us, these shows, because this is our first show since, like, last summer. And so tonight we'll be playing for the first time three new songs that Jess wrote earlier this year. And so we have new songs, new setup, just going to be playing keys. We've got, like, extra little things on stage that we've never used before. And so, yeah, it's very exciting. And also we can think of a better opportunity to perform these songs with Boston Manor, because we've been big fans of the band for a long time, and we live, you know, at the moment we live in near Blackpool where they're from, so it all comes together really nicely, and we're very, very happy to be here.
Yeah, and obviously I mentioned live, I've seen you guys quite a few times now, like every single time, like there's always been something new sort of brought to the table, like especially I think confidence has been a big thing. You know, there's so much more energy, and you know, I've noticed as well, even the crowds like have been so much more, like, as support bands, obviously, you know, like you kind of got to be, oh, are we gonna win them over, are we not? And then, like, you know, I've seen so many people go crazy now for, you know, like Bellicosa and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I guess, yeah, that's what we hope for the shows, is people just love the music and get really into it, you know, and We want our shows to be, or like a place where people can let their hair down and go a bit crazy, you know, have fun.
Yeah.
You know.
And also, like, I'm very happy that you say about like the confidence, because when we started, it was not only difficult for us to understand how the music industry kind of worked, but first and foremost, understand culture, like the English culture, just little things that you wouldn't really understand, and it was hard sometimes to mimetize, like to feeling like belonging, because you never know if you say something wrong, or someone offers you a cup of tea but they don't want to make a cup of tea, and you need to know that. and it's kind of like it's kind of, you know, it's stuff that is you know, like that thing that's on TikTok now, the guy with the microwave, you know, like where he's like,
I'm not on TikTok.
it's a kind of like when, you know, parents don't understand kids, for example, like and the kids are talking like in a slang or like meaning stuff, you know, and adults are kind of like, well, I don't, what do you mean, you know, like what are you getting? And that's how it felt a little bit, even when preparing for gigs, meeting people at gigs, doing like how is that you're supposed to do things, and that took a lot of you feel always like if you do something wrong it's kind of a little slap in the wrist, and then your confidence goes like, oh shit, no, I mean, already you feel so lucky, well, Ben is English, actually. Like, he's half New Zealand, half English. But, like, Alison and me, you know, like, we're foreigners, and we kind of, oh, shit, no, we did something wrong. We did, reacted not the right way. And that's affected a lot the performances. If something, you know, like, if you do something wrong because you feel like, I'm so lucky to be here, and that's how what we were told in the past a lot of times, you know, in the music industry, being like...
We had to learn the codes, and it was like hard feeling confident knowing that we didn't know the codes, and that at any time we would do something wrong and say something wrong, and it was like, oh no, you know.
And I'm doing something wrong, is I don't think it would be anything wrong for like you, for example, but in the music industry, you know, like a manager would get mad at you for something, and then you don't know if that's normal or not because you don't really know. And sometimes we never knew, are people taking the piss at us? Because we don't know,
yeah.
or is it? And I remember touring with a band, and they told me, "Jess, that's not normal. Like, what you've been living with these people, that's not normal. They're kind of like taking a bit too much of, you know, and then crushing your confidence." And I felt it's very nuanced, like very subtle. I feel that in the music industry, there's a lot of like people being. You know, like, if you don't show the confidence, like, straightforward, they won't respect you. But since you don't know what is that, like, how you have to... For example, I'll tell you this very, very, very cool thing. Boston Manor, they're so, so nice, and we were not expecting. And they weren't expecting us to... They were moving their drum kit off the stage.
Yeah.
And I was telling the guys, they're moving the drum kit. But we planned to put our drum kit in the side... Like, we planned everything so they wouldn't move the drum kit, because we were always told, like, we expect us to move the drum kit, you know. But we thought, oh, you know, and then they were like, they were confused. They were like, no, but you can put your drum kit here, it's fine. and we were like, they were like, you're so nice. And we were like, no, you're so nice. it is the things that you get surprised, like, oh, yeah, like, because, oh, well it's a like-minded thing. And it takes a lot of time to meet like-minded kind of people that where you're not afraid of, you know, doing a thing, you know, they're going to be, you know, like, you don't get the ways. Well,
yeah.
if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. And like going back to sort of like the, you know, the... You see it a lot when Americans come over to England to tour, and they get to Yorkshire, and you get that chant, and it's like Yorkshire, Yorkshire,
yeah.
And like you hear a lot of Americans saying, "What, your shit?"
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Oh.
Yeah, but yeah. So, second full-length record, Euphoric, came out last year, 2021. We're obviously right at the end of 2022.
Yeah.
You made me doubt myself.
Yeah. Just have to think about it.
I spent hours scrolling through the internet. But yeah, like, tell me about that. Obviously, you know, you've had it over a year now to reflect on it. Like you said, Jess has been writing new songs. Sort of like, tell me about writing Euphoric and how the response to that and your reflection on it has sort of like shaped, you know, future Calvin Louise.
Huh, interesting. I mean...
a big question, I'm
no,
aware.
No, they're good,
Well, if you want... I think,
in terms of the writing, I mean, Jess writes all the songs, so how did you feel about writing?
Well, okay, so I think the writing and production, everything, is like every step of our band is being... things have been made while we're learning them. So that a big thing is that we've never really... had a lot of like help of brainstorm help, you know, like we have to brainstorm, you know, like Alison built all the stuff and we gotta always like brainstorm how we're gonna do this. And I feel like we were extremely lucky to have a label that said to us, they didn't say exactly this, I'm paraphrasing, but okay, this is, we got this amount of money here, do what you need to do. And then, you know, in the first album what we did, it was the opposite. It was like we were not involved in any side of who's gonna produce it, who's gonna mix it. It's like just like write the songs and record in 10 days, you know, like it's very, but in here it's like complete freedom. So it was kind of how are we gonna, we were like the, you know, like in films, like co-producers, you know, like the people thinking of organizing everything. And that's what we did. We contacted everything. It was all kind of the pieces put together little by little. It was like, okay, I'm gonna make this film, we're gonna make this happen. But of course, the skills level, they're always as much as you can do, because you're building a foundation with it, you know? It's not kind of putting the right touches, and a lot of people, like, which is what we wanted. We wanted, like, kind of a team of people, but then realized we needed to become the team. So it was kind of multitasking all the end during the pandemic. So luckily we lived together. So we used to live together, and so we were confined in a space. And for example, we took all the money that the label had given us, and they gave us a lot of money. Well, not a lot, but you know, like a lot for us, you know. And we put it with Bobby from Strange Bones, and we made a studio, and he had never mixed an album. So he was like, you know what, fuck it, we can't go anywhere, mix it, I need to learn. And he learned it, and I was like, you know, fuck it, I need to learn how to do the videos, because we can't go anywhere, so I need to learn it. And Isabel was like, well, fuck it, I need to learn how to build a studio to help Bobby. Well, fuck it. And he's like, well, I need to know how I'm gonna record the drums in the kitchen. Well, fuck it. Well, so it was a lot of like challenge accepted, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, at one point, it's not gonna be perfect, because, but it was the most, is the best we could have done at the time with that. And now I feel like our skills have developed into the learning process, and we're using that as a foundation for the next. It's always kind of trying to do the same thing, same with songwriting and putting things together with the laptop, the software. You need to learn all this stuff because you're producing, right? So we're producing with Bobby. Bobby's producing, teaching me. So it is a very, very DIY, very, very DIY. But because we had the chance of living together, plus with Bobby, we were giving each other the help and the strength. Like we were each other's team there. Well, Bobby was part of our team, and the three of us were part of his team. So reflecting now, I think, okay, I see what doesn't really work, what works. But hell, we did a very good job for just being thrown money at us and said, okay, here. Do, you know? Even the pictures, sometimes it was kind of like we need to learn how to know. We, our photographer can come. We need to learn all this stuff, and I feel very, very happy that it was that way, because now we are more self-sufficient, even more, and well, we could get to the point where we will develop all the skills simultaneously, and then they will be really good. But you know, baby steps.
Yeah, we were really fortunate through COVID, actually, because, like, so many bands just went on pause. They just, like, they just didn't do anything, didn't release anything, because they couldn't meet, because they didn't live together, you know? And obviously all the gigs stopped, and there was the whole, like, online stream thing. I know a lot of people did that, but, yeah, we were very, very lucky to be able to still continue doing what we were doing. So yeah, I think we're all pretty thankful for that.
And that we could do that in-house.
Yeah, the thing. I mean, I can only summarize from here, but like, yeah, from Euphoric, I guess the whole experience was just trying to learn things ourselves, and we discovered and learned that we can indeed do things ourselves, even though it was the best we could do at the time, but now we can hopefully do a lot better. And so, yeah, I think that's what we take from this whole production experience of this album.
Yeah.
And I feel like as well, there's a bit more, you know, like Spanish, a bit more of your actual yourselves in the record. Like, I'm presuming that kind of freedom was allowed, like, you know, just, you know, there's no one saying, you've got to make songs like this, you've got to do
nobody.
That.
Nobody, no, we had no creative stop. Like, wait, let me rephrase it. We had all creative control. Like, nobody said, you can't do this. Everybody said, okay.
Which is pretty amazing position to be in when you're signed to a label.
Yeah.
And, you know, do realize that now. It's like, okay, yeah, our experience with both records so far were completely different. And, it was fantastic just being able to be like, all right, I got an idea, let's throw it in. Mm. Let's just do that ourselves.
And then, there was, you know, for example, we said we will... what we were is that we were very good at accounting and budgeting and showing that we're not going to spend the money wrong, right? I mean, even though they didn't make much money from it. But, like, so we need... okay, you know, music videos cost this much. Okay, well, can we get the budgeted for all these parts of the computer? Alison can build it. And then they were like, you know what? Okay, can you give us a budget to do this? You know what? Okay, because some American people, the label, told us, you're really hardworking, so we see that. And the fact that, you know, you are... Then, you know, the promotion and all the stuff that we lacked, we didn't know. But now, little by little, another thing to add, you know, like, and it's exciting. It's that builds confidence, I think. The fact that you think, you know what, nobody's gonna really want to help me. And some people would wanna like, individually, like, help. Said, okay, in Spanish we say manos a la obra. It's like, okay, hands in the... Okay. It's like you know, like when people start working a job, you know, they're like, okay, let's go, here we go.
Yeah. Get your hands dirty.
Yeah, get your hands dirty, yes.
Yeah. So what was that in Spanish?
Manos a la obra.
Manos a la obra.
Yes, like hands to the work.
Get on with it.
And obviously as well, like, I can't not mention, like, that massive, like, 45 minutes animation to go with the entire record. Like, I think that was entirely done by you, and I've seen, you know, that you've been doing stuff in Unreal 5. Like, does this basically, at this point now, make Calvaloides almost entirely self-sufficient?
Yes. On this new release that we're gonna do, completely, but with a lot of friends. For example, you know, you have Bobby always helping out, and Alison helps, well, building stuff, and we help each other. We still the team. Bobby is part of you know, like, part of our... I always say you're the artistic director. You come and you say, good, no, okay, you know, but very, very nicely. And we have a friend, we released a track in July, called Throne, with an Italian producer and an artist, a DJ, a drum and bass artist, and he does all kinds of drum and bass, and we worked together so well that he, super nicely, he said, you know what, I'll mix the track, your new track, I'll mix it. But we don't really have budget. It's like, we'll find it, I'll mix it. And he did it, and it was amazing. It was great. And so the fact that, you know, like, we get to talk to him, and we do the connection points with a lot of people that, you know, like, they're like, oh, well, what can we do? You know, like, what can we do to work together? And that's it's kind of self-sufficient, definitely. But we do have great people to work with, in a human level mainly as well, because we become friends. It's like our photographer Kira, she's here, she's one of our best friends, you know, and she comes and we try our best to find, like, ways of getting enough for everybody, you know, like, to thrive together.
So obviously we're reaching the end of 2022 now. It's been a long year. Like, you were active in January touring with Strange Bones, and you obviously had quite a few festival appearances, including like 2000 Trees, which, from someone who's never been, looks like such a cool festival to go to.
It's the coolest festival.
Yeah, and obviously, like, ended that with Bingley Weekender. You had the USA tour with Slothrust.
Yes,
yeah.
Slothrust.
Yep. Not Slothrust.
No, Slothrust.
Yeah. Obviously, 2022 has been great. Is there anything you can tell me about 2023?
Well, new music coming out.
Yeah,
yes.
New music.
Well, we do have something very cool.
Yeah, so obviously, so there's going to be a bunch of singles released and an EP. And with the EP, will be released a video game.
But a proper one.
Proper video game.
Yes. With proper, you know, like, an amazing company called Stratera Games, a Turkish video game developing company. And this is the amazing thing, you know, which I love about social media. We started going on, like, Discord and trying to, you know, well, people in Discord are really, we met a lot of people in the United States that come with Discord and things like that. And I thought this is amazing. It's a really an amazing community to meet, you know, like the people that they like our music and then we like their art. And there was this, there's going to be a video game
next year. Wow.
We may or may not have had some technical issues.
With a great video game developers called Stratera Game. And you were saying how we connected through Discord.
That's it.
We started using Discord like for Euphoric actually last year. And then you kind of like revived it on September.
Yes.
Like that, and then
I love it. I really like it. I love all this stuff.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's a great platform because it's actually we can actually have a real conversation with people, not just a one-way conversation on classic social media. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a great thing, and I come join Discord.
What's the link?
Oh, it's on our link tree in bio in Instagram or in
I'll include a link.
To yeah,
you can find out all the socials.
So. I'll try and wrap up if food and merch and stuff is a thing. So I'll wrap it up with a quick fire round.
Yes.
Alright. Okay.
Oh, amazing. I love this.
Yeah. So I don't quite know how it's going to work with three people, but it's just like a lot of them is A or B. Just say the first one that comes to your head.
I'm just going
to
shout at the same time.
Maybe
we're going to give the same answer.
Well,
maybe.
Okay.
Let's see.
Gigs in the north or south?
North.
MIDI instruments or real instruments?
Real.
It's hard.
100% real.
Well, we just started using MIDI ones live, and it just opens up so many things. Yeah, exactly. I love both.
Yeah.
I think there's a place for both, honestly.
Yeah.
Both is valid. Intimate gigs or bigger gigs?
Same, both.
In the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're both really cool. I think I'd be sad if we couldn't do either. I mean, we don't do many big gigs anyway, but like the few big gigs we've done have been like just such a singular experience. It's mad.
It's a very subjective, but like an intimate gig for a huge party would be kind of like, I don't know, like to us, this is a big gig.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It. I don't think we're...
I think intimate for us is like 50 people.
Yeah, like we're not, we're not at the level we probably don't have the same notion of intimate as most people.
But both.
They've all got their like pros to them. Yeah. Yeah.
But intimate with like really great, nice people over a big one
with
just, like,
a
crowd
a,
that doesn't
a,
really...
Yeah.
Care
yeah.
about it too much.
Yeah,
you know
that's
me?
True.
Yeah. Pro Tools or Logic?
Logic.
I'll
agree with you there. Bedroom studio or studio? Considering that you just
Bedroom studio.
Yeah.
All way. All fucking way.
This is the open ended one. Song on repeat at the minute.
What am I listening to at the moment?
I mean, I've been caning the latest Taylor Swift record. But that's not any particular song.
I have a blank. I have a little blank.
We're musicians.
We're
musicians, guys. Come on, we can think of just one song.
I'm thinking about, like... Oh, but I forgot the name of the song. It's a band called L.O. Rays. And I've been seeing I don't know if it's like a band or the artist. I think it's like a band, but the songs are like really good. It's like synth. It's like just the music that we love.
Mm.
It's cyberpunk synth wave.
Yeah.
Mm. And I forgot the name. But Lorraine.
Nice. Well, funny enough, it's just because it's been stuck in my head today. I've actually got Mary on a Cross, but that's because of their
ads.
They just released like a single version or something. Like, they released something about it, and so I've seen it.
Because it went big on TikTok.
And so we love Ghosts.
I love them being.
And they don't take themselves seriously either. That's nice.
Yeah, and then the last one. We already know Ben's now, but album of the year.
Wow, it's like we don't even listen to music.
No, I don't know. Taylor Swift's Midnight's album of the year.
What albums have been... Oh, well, is this an album? The Tour? Boston Manor?
Was it released?
It was released this year.
This year?
Yes,
yeah,
yes. Yeah. But it's kind of what do they call it? A mixtape? But it is an album. It is seven songs, isn't it? Like it's a whole.
It's a grey area.
I think it's 30 minutes makes an album.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, we can call it an album.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah. Well, the tour.
Definitely.
Like,
yeah, power, definitely more than 30 minutes.
It's. I've been listening. Yeah.
It's definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Go for it. That's it.
The Terror by Boston Manor.
Yeah.
The Terror by Boston Manor, yes.
Yeah.
Cool, guys.
So, on that note, thank you very much for having a chat with me. Where can people find Calvert-Louise if they want to?
Use your favourite search engine.
So French. That's the Frenchest thing you can say. That's such a French. It's like, oh, use your brain.
Yeah, yeah.
So, well, I mean, we've got...
Calvert-Louise.com.
I'd say, Calvert-Louise.com. If people are interested, I think Discord is a really nice place to see what we're up to, because there's a lot of, exclusive stuff from this,
but Frenchman, how do they go to Discord?
So,
with the favorite browser,
with the link in the description,
on Calvert-Louise.com, you can find everything on all the usual social, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Bandcamp, you name it. You can find links to that.
And if there's any I'm always open for new social medias and whatever. I love all of them.
Yeah.
If there's a social media,
we might be about to lose one of them, so...
Oh, which one?
It's just a joke about Twitter.
Oh, fuck me! I forgot about Twitter!
I don't think it'll go anywhere.
Nah, me neither.
It won't go anywhere.
If the fact that MySpace still exists and the fact that Tumblr's had a resurgence, you can't kill social media.
Still,
it only gets worse.
Yeah.
But you know what? Twitter is the only is the only social media I actually don't really go there because of the amount of stuff that I'm like, I don't want to see this.
It feels like very drama.
It's very, very
yeah,
drama.
Yeah.
It was funny, but now it's not.
But on that note, have a great show tonight.
Oh, thank you, Ruby. Thank you so much.
You're listening to Fresh from the Scene with Ruby Price.
Thank you very much for listening. I do hope you enjoyed that. If you did, please consider taking less than 5 minutes to leave a review and give this podcast a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You can follow the podcast on Twitter at FFTScene, that's FFTScene, or you can find me on the socials at Rubes, that's RUUBEZ, or possibly RUUBEZ001 if you're looking for me on Instagram. With any luck, I will hopefully get my shit together for 2023 and we'll get some content sorted out soon. If I don't, have a good Christmas, have a good New Year. We'll see you in 2023. I've been Ruby Price and this was Fresh from the Scene featuring Calvert-Louise. Thank you very much and goodbye and Merry fucking Christmas.